堂听 class.com。
Now, the last of this vowel group is the broadest, most pushed forward vowel in English speech. It is the or sound in such words as ball, autumn, awful. Now, this vowel can be spelled many different ways. A-U as in Paul and autumn. A-W as in awful and flawless. A-L as in call and wall.But a silent L after the letter A will also trigger the vowel in words like walk and talk. Occasionally, you'll even find this vowel spelled O-U, as in thought and brought. Now, these same groups all stay together in American dialect, too. In some regions, Americans round it slightly. Paul talked in the autumn. In other areas, as well as Canada, it's completely unrounded. Paul talked in the autumn.In New York City, it really pumps. Paul talked in the autumn. Now, in English standard speech, your lips really glide forward quite far. You round them fairly tightly, and the opening or the circle that's made with your lips should be very narrow indeed, no wider than that of a normal-sized pencil. Or. Let's try it on all the words that we just used as examples. Repeat them. Paul.Autumn. Awful. Flawless. Call. Walk. Wall. Talk. Thought. Brought. Now let's try it in these sentences. The tall author walked awkwardly.He stalked the ball, then vaulted. He thought he saw the autumn leaves falling. The awful source made Paul pause. He bought a shawl.And brought it home from the mall. And now, once again, stop the tape and practice the additional drills for this vowel, which you will find in the manual. You may also wish to repeat all of lesson 2 before continuing with the tape.